You're listening to JerryPark.com, the Coliseum of Combat Sports.
The concept behind Team Takedown is without a doubt an interesting one. In case you don't know, it's an MMA management company that is signing former NCAA amateur wrestlers to MMA contracts in hopes of grooming them for a successful career in cages or rings. One of the top Team Takedown members is Jake Rochalt, a former three-time NCAA champion, a four-time All-American at Oklahoma State, a Big 12 champion, and a three-time high school state champion. But now he has set his sights on the world of mixed martial arts, and we're very excited to welcome him to Jerry Park. What's going on, Jake?
Not too much.
Great to be talking with you. Like I said, a lot of buzz surrounding you in MMA circles. First off, let's start at the beginning. When did you first decide that this was a career that you wanted to explore?
I guess it was just almost a year ago. I just had met these the people behind Team Takedown. I was coaching a little kids wrestling club in the Dallas area, and for one of the guys that's behind Team Takedown, and he just started talking to me about what my future plans were, you know, and just kind of had put the idea of mixed martial arts in my head, you know, and I went and tried it and just fell in love with it.
Yeah, the guys behind Team Takedown, Ted Erhardt, Doug Erhardt, and Tim McBride, and they've certainly zeroed in on athletes such as yourself who have had great success in NCAA amateur wrestling and tried to make that transition into MMA. You're now 3-0. Are you happy thus far? Like you said, only been doing this for a year now, but are you happy thus far with your progression in the sport?
Yeah, I am. I think that at first it was kind of hard, you know, just not knowing what to do as far as training, you know, what sort of things that I needed. And the more that I've been around it, the more people I've met, the more help that I've begun to get. I feel like right now that I'm progressing a lot, you know, that I'm getting better and better every day. So I have some really good people around me, and and I'm able to learn and able to step into my game all the time, you know. So I feel like I have a long ways to go, but I feel like that I'm hacking away at it. I'm getting better and better every day. So
when you first met the guys behind Team Takedown, were you a little weary as to, you know, you see these guys, they're offering to represent you in a sport that you have no experience in? Was there anything that you were sort of had to think about twice, or were you pretty confident that this was, you know, for real and something that you wanted to explore?
Well, you know, I put a lot of thought into it. You know, it wasn't something that I decided to do in a weekend or anything like that. I had known these guys for several months before I had a good relationship with them before I ever decided to go into this venture with them. You know, if I didn't know them, and if I didn't have such a great bond with them, and they weren't such great people and great friends of mine, I probably wouldn't be in this situation, you know. So I think everything just worked out where it, you know, where it was a benefit to all of us.
This is an interesting time for guys such as yourself, experiencing a lot of success in college in NCAA wrestling, because now you seem to have a lot more options once you graduate from school. That said, I mean, while you're enjoying all that success at Oklahoma State, winning the championships and, you know, getting All-American honors and all that, at what point does MMA sort of land on your radar? Was this something that you thought about, you know, from the moment you came at Oklahoma State, was that part of your progression in terms of your career, or did it only sort of come about, let's say, in your senior year or so?
It really never was in the back of my head or anything. You know, I had no plans on going into MMA or anything like that. You know, I got done with college wrestling and was, you know, looking for something else besides wrestling to do. You know, I wasn't necessarily ready to be done training and things like that, but I was just sort of burnt out on the sport of wrestling, and started getting talked to about doing MMA and things like that. And I had never really watched even that much of it or anything before, you know, so it was something I'd never really thought about. And then the more I started thinking about it and the opportunities, you know, and just that the potential opportunities that I was going to, that could come from it, I ended up doing it. Like I said, I ended up going and trying it and fell in love with it. And that was really, you know, I loved it the first time I went and did it. And it's just pretty much went from there.
Before MMA, and more specifically the UFC, blew up in the last few years, a guy such as yourself, it seemed as though they would zero in on the sport of professional wrestling. You had guys like Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin, guys who experienced success in NCAA amateur wrestling and then get recruited by World Wrestling Entertainment, or WCW back then. Did that ever cross your mind, a career in professional wrestling?
No, I don't. It's nothing that I would ever do. Just not my cup of tea, you know. But and I don't think that it is for a lot of wrestlers. You know, I think that that's definitely something that a few wrestlers have went and done, and it's an option. But I don't think that it's a very good option for most people. You know, most amateur wrestlers don't even consider something like that. And me myself, I never considered anything like that. You know, you're basically looking at, you can either keep wrestling and try to make world and Olympic teams, or you go get a job in the real world, was basically where you were at before, you know, or do something like WWE. So
did WWE even try to contact you, or did that never happen?
You know, I had a conversation with a guy one time, I think, on the phone, and it was before I graduated college, and they said that if I was ever interested, to get back in contact with them, you know, but it was pretty short-lived.
Okay. All right, so like I said, 3-0 right now in your career. Your last fight, November 16th, TKO win versus Jeremiah Caves at Snakebite Fight Night. What's next for you? I mean, we haven't heard a lot about who you'd be fighting next. Anything new to report?
Yeah, I am fighting March 15th on HDNet Fights. Guy, his name is Chad J. I believe he's from Mississippi. He's a jiu-jitsu guy. I think he's 8-1 or 9-1. So it'll be a good fight for me. I'm excited. I'm getting ready for it right now.
All right, so this is interesting because HDNet Fights had their last event in December. Then they were supposed to have one on February 15th, which you were actually rumored to be fighting on. That one was scrapped. Is this a new event that's hasn't been announced yet? Because we haven't heard anything about a March show.
It was the same event. It was the same February event. It just got moved to March. It did get moved to March 15th in Portland, and I believe that it just got moved from Portland to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, really? Okay, and is this going to be a HDNet fight show, or is it going to be a sport fight show broadcast on HDNet, or is this, you know, like the Reckless Abandon show?
I have no idea. I believe the one that they were going to have in Portland was going to be a sport fight. Matt Lemlin was putting it on.
Right.
And then I think they couldn't do that till April, and HDNet wanted to have a fight in March, so they moved it to Tulsa, and I'm not sure if HDNet's putting it on or just filming it in Tulsa.
And that's March 15th on HDNet, you against Chad J, correct?
Yes.
And any of the other members of Team Takedown? Because, like I said, Johnny
Hendricks will be fighting on that same card.
Do you know of any of the other fights? I mean, what the main event? Is that going to be the main event, your debut for
HDNet? I don't know all the details as far as that goes yet. I don't know all the details of that fight.
All right, so
if the main event or who else is on the card, anything like that. So far, I don't know if all that stuff's set in stone or anything. So,
and it's assumed that you'll be fighting at 205.
No, it's 185.
185. All right. Despite the fact that
all,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say I'll be fighting at 185 from now on.
What made you choose 185? Because you've had success in your career at in amateur wrestling at several rates, 197 and closer to the 185, you know, weight mark. Why did you choose middleweight as opposed to light heavyweight?
And it's just too much weight for me to give up at 205. I only weigh about 205, and you know, so guys are coming down from. I get a chance to work out with a lot of good guys. Being out here in Las Vegas and working out at Extreme Couture, and you know, I get to work out with some guys who fight some of the better guys at 205, and they weigh 235 most of the time, you know. So it's just, they're just too big for me. 185 is where I need to be to accomplish what I want to accomplish, you know, to be the best. I need to be at 185. So
a very good segue. I was just about to ask you about Extreme Couture. How did you end up with those guys? Because you're not originally from Las Vegas, and obviously right now Randy's gym is really a hub of where all the fighters want to go and train. How did you get recruited by them?
Well, I didn't get recruited by them. I more sought out Randy. And mostly the reason that I went to Randy is because he wrestled at Oklahoma State, and it was pretty much the only tie, the only thing that I had going, you know, as far as mixed martial arts goes, anybody that I knew. And I didn't know Randy at the time. I just knew that he wrestled at OSU. And it kind of gave me a way to, you know, because he wrestled at OSU, I could get in contact with him. And you know, and because he was a wrestler, it just seemed like a logical idea for me, you know, so.
You mentioned when you were at OSU, you didn't really follow MMA and all that. Did you at least know who Randy Couture was just from his success?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I say I didn't follow it. I watched some of the fights, you know, and I knew who people were just from listening to everybody else who watched it and stuff like that, you know. So I knew some stuff. I just wasn't like an avid fan. I didn't watch every fight and really study it, you know. So.
Now, how often is Randy actually there to work out with you guys?
Randy's at the gym, I don't know, a limited amount of time, you know. I mean, if he's got a fight coming up or something like that, he's in the gym every day, twice a day training, you know. But as far as he doesn't have something scheduled, he's not there, you know, that much. He's got a busy schedule. He's out on the road a lot doing other things, you know.
Who are some of the guys that you've sort of bonded with and you know, kind of work out with on a daily basis over there?
I don't, you know, there's a lot of people in and out of the gym all the time, so it's kind of never the same. You know, there's some guys who are there on a daily basis, and then there's other days, you know, where there's just people in and out of there all the time. So I get a really good mix of people, you know, whether they be veterans of the sport or people coming in that are up and comers, you know. So it's a nice mix, and it's good for me.
All right, so obviously you don't need any help really with your wrestling skills. What part of your game right now, you know, with three fights under your belt, are you looking to improve the most on?
Yeah, everything. I mean, I don't think that there's anything that I know that there's nothing that I don't need improvement on. You know, I need improvement on everything, and I've spent a lot of time here lately over at Cobra Kai with Mark Lehman. Trying to work on my ground game and things like that. Mark's been a big help to me, and I think he'll continue to be a big help to me in the future. So that's somebody that's helping me out, you know, with my ground game. And I spend a lot of time working on my stand-up, you know, as far as my boxing, just my technique and things like that, and the sparring. I feel like if I get better in those two areas, that, you know, those are the two areas that I've really tried to put a lot of time into and keep getting better, so...
Obviously, when you're wrestling growing up your whole life and going through the ranks in high school and, you know, and NCAA, the actual striking is not even on your repertoire. I mean, it's not even on your radar. You're never thinking about that. When you get into your first MMA fight, how difficult is it? And obviously, you've trained before, but to know that, okay, now I can use these two hands as weapons in a fight.
It's definitely something new. You know, like you say, it's never used it before, you know. So for all three wrestling for the last 20 years of my life, or however long it's been, never even thought about it, you know. Now it's just being able to think about it and see the positions where you can use it and things, use your hands and things like that.
All right, so you mentioned that you're going to be fighting in March for HGNet fights. And then we know that HGNet doesn't sign fighters to exclusive contracts. Have any of the other big organizations, you know, the IFLs or Elite XCs of the world, contacted you or your management team about trying to lock you up?
No, I have not. I mean, I have not been in contact with anything like that, any of the bigger organizations yet. You know, I'm not in any hurry to either. You know, I need experience, and I need to keep getting better before I try to jump in there with those upper echelon fighters. You know, I've got a long ways to go still, and I know that, and I'm in no hurry. You know, it'll come in due time.
All right, Jake, before I let you go, I want to ask you about this weekend, a guy who I'm sure you have, you know, a lot of interest as to how he will be competing in the UFC, Brock Lesnar, another wrestler who enjoyed tremendous success while at the University of Minnesota. How do you foresee him doing in his UFC debut against Frank Mir this Saturday at UFC 81?
I don't know. I'm not one to predict anything. I feel like he'll do really well, you know. But it's a fight, and things can go a million different ways. You know, I feel like he'll do really well. I feel like he's a great athlete, and I'm sure he's training hard and ready for the fight. I'm excited as everybody else in the world to watch it, though. So
yeah, I'm always curious if, you know, the other fighters who may not be in the UFC and, you know, guys starting out, do you guys get together and actually watch the pay-per-views?
I'll watch them. I try to watch as much of the fight now as I can. You know, I think that it helps me to learn, and so I'll be watching it.
All right, Jake, great stuff. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And March 15th, very excited to see you potentially go 4-0 this time for HGNet Fights. Continued success, and I hope to speak to you soon.
All right, thank you.